Got a few more chances for you. Listen for your chance to win Sublime tickets at Field of Dreams in San Diego tomorrow. Also get on the standby boarding list to see him again at Point Break Music Fest in Virginia Beach. Your chance to win is coming up within an hour on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon on the show today. People are dumb. There was a fire underneath the X2 roller coaster at Magic Mountain. I think that happened last night. It's game day finally for the World Cup. 6 p.m. USA Paraguay. We have What's Up with Florida on the show today. We have two 420 catches of the day. Two different songs. And in the 5 o'clock hour, Young the Giant and Cold War Kids tickets, along with more of these. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
No!
Only a couple more chances for you to see Sublime at the Field of Dreams in San Diego tomorrow and get on the standby boarding list to see them again at the Point Break Music Fest in Virginia Beach. You've got another chance to win coming up this half hour on K-Rock. We're going to talk World Cup on the way. Also, Spencer Pratt says now that he's out of the race for governor, he's going to fix the government. So that is going to happen. Six Flags Magic Mountain X2 is a roller coaster there that is wild. 360-degree rotating seats, head-first, face-down drops, and flamethrowers. And apparently there was a fire right next to it.
Now to this developing news. Fire igniting right next to a roller coaster at Six Flags Magic Mountain.
What a weird thing it is to see a palm tree on fire up into the sky right next to a roller coaster at Magic Mountain.
This roller coaster actually has flamethrowers on it.
Yeah, the X2 actually has flamethrowers that are part of the ride. But that's not what started the fire.
Yeah, so, you know, this is a fire at the X2, right off the X2 roller coaster. That's at Six Flags Magic Mountain. Now, I want to assure you that we went back, we looked at where the video was shot, we looked at where the flames are thrown from the roller coaster. They don't appear to be in the same place.
So they checked the video to see if the flamethrowers on the roller coaster were responsible for where the fire was. And it does not appear to be so.
And tonight, the LA County Fire Department says the cause is under investigation.
I'd just like to look at that a little closer. There is a roller coaster with a flamethrower as part of it. Flames are part of that ride.
I want to show you the video here because it was some pretty tall flames there right next to one of the loops on the roller coaster. Now, the roller coaster obviously put out of service just for a little bit while they put the fire out.
They should make this a permanent part of the ride. You never know where a fire's going to start. It's like you're taking your life into your own hands. The lines would be so long.
LA County Fire tells me in total it was about 1 acre, but the problem is it gets into these palm trees, and we know those palm trees really shoot up really quickly and send a bunch of embers everywhere. So,
yeah, that fire was about half as tall as the actual roller coaster.
The fire department came out. They even brought their hand crews from one of the camp crews came out and kind of cut away some of the brush. It's typical in a brush fire like this.
Yeah, because the wind can pick up the embers and start a fire someplace else.
The good news, though, is the fire department was able to get it under control. 25 minutes, maybe a half an hour. So it's all put out there. You see the brush rigs coming up or the hand crews there. So the park remained open. It didn't impact operations too much. Cause under investigation. I asked Six Flags as well as the fire department to see if they had any idea what may have started it.
Not to be a dick, but it's right next to a roller coaster with flamethrowers.
And so far, nobody knows. But we don't think it was the flamethrowers.
It's a ride that has flamethrowers on it. And a fire broke out right next to it. So, I think the call may be coming from inside the house.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
K-Rock, who's this?
Hi, it's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle, you're caller 20.
No way.
Yes way. You got tickets to see Sublime at the Field of Dreams in San Diego tomorrow, and you're on the standby boarding list to see him again at Point Break Music Fest in Virginia Beach, and that drawing is Monday.
That is so awesome. I cannot wait.
Spencer Pratt is out as a mayoral candidate, but he's not done.
Now that the campaign portion of my mission to save Los Angeles is coming to a close and I'm moving on to the next, more interesting phase, listen, I've spent a lot of time slaying everybody, and I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take the chance to apologize
to absolutely nobody.
You think you can get rid of me that easily? I know a lot of dim-witted jerks thought I was in this for a grift, that I was going to roll up and leave town if I didn't get into City Hall.
It's just not fair.
Hey, morons, I didn't get in this for political power. I got in this to expose this corrupt machine, and nothing has changed.
Yeah, I mean, everybody assumes that you got into it to expose this corrupt machine.
Let's talk to Spencer Pratt. Hey, man.
You got that right, buddy. So, always driven, focused. That's right.
So now that you're out of the race for mayor.
Say whatever you say. Whatever you say. Sure. I'm out of Sure. Sure.
Now that you're out of the race for mayor.
We'll go with that. We'll go with that. Sure.
You're going to clean up the government.
That's right. I'm starting right here in the city that I love, Los Angeles, California.
Right.
Okay? Because Mitt Romney and Karen Bass are the two worst and least competent people to be running this city. Yet, those are the only two choices the voters have.
Spencer, what kind of background do you have running a city the size of Los Angeles?
We're talking about Kiss My Bass versus Bottom Ramen. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm the top ramen. Boom.
Well, I mean, people didn't vote for you enough to get you as the mayor of Los Angeles. So
that's what the mainstream media likes to make you think. But I was ruminating earlier today with one of my custom-made crystal butt plugs, and I allowed it to center my chakras. And I got clear, Kevin. All right, Kendall? All right?
All right.
Kendall, I got myself aligned. All my chakras are in place. Mm-hmm. And I realized this is just like the mainstream left-leaning media, like Alex Jones told me a while back. Don't expect them to place there, and they haven't. But that's okay. I've moved on. I got a lot of other important things to do. I mean, I don't know if you know this. Shohei Ohtani has a little bit of a bum knee, not going to be in the lineup tonight. So who's your DH? That's right, Pratt Dog. I'll be at Chavez Ravine by, 7 o'clock.
You are not going to be playing for the Dodgers. That's not a thing.
You're right. I'm not going to be playing. I'm going to be dominating. Boom.
Spencer, what makes you think that it's some kind of underhanded trickery going on versus not enough people wanted somebody with no background to be our mayor?
Well, Ken.
Kevin.
It's very easy for me to point out the fact that since I came on the scene, everyone's been trying to drag me down.
There's no possibility that you started down and there was no dragging?
It doesn't matter, though, Kevin, because I'm moving on. Like I said, I'm going to be playing for the Dodgers tonight, filling in for my man, Shohei Ohtani.
Right.
I invented red hair. I'm also, again, the Palladian Prince of Luxembourg. I am the Sultan of Brunei. I'm Meghan Markle. I am also...
I don't think you're most of those things.
I was the first person to cultivate dog tongues. I invented the penny. I don't know if you know this about Karen Bass. It's kind of gross. Blonde pubes.
Okay. All right. Great talking to you.
When it comes out of nowhere like that, it's kind of gross.
All right. Great talking to you, Spencer. It is a special day today. We have the 420 catch of the day and also the 420 catch of the day. We're doing two songs today, and that's coming up in an hour. We have one last chance for you to see Sublime at the Field of Dreams in San Diego this Saturday. And get on the standby boarding list to see him again at Point Break Music Fest in Virginia Beach. One more chance coming up on K-Rock. Have one more chance for you to get on the standby boarding list to see Sublime at Point Break Music Fest in Virginia Beach, and that is coming up on K-Rock.
Today, thousands of soccer fans will head to Inglewood, where LA's first 2026 World Cup game is taking place.
Today is the day we've all been waiting for. The U.S. men's national team will have their opening match right here at SoFi Stadium. It's actually being called Los Angeles Stadium for the duration of the tournament.
Yeah, FIFA has their own sponsors, so they don't care that it's SoFi. They just call it the Los Angeles Stadium. And they don't care that it's MetLife. They just call it New York, New Jersey.
They're going to be taking on Paraguay, and this is such a significant day. Of course, the World Cup kicked off yesterday, but this is actually the first time in 32 years that a game is being played here on U.S. soil, World Cup game. So it's really exciting.
Especially if you're a soccer fan and you follow our players wherever they may be, overseas or in MLS, and you kind of watch the team come together, it is exciting.
The U.S. will host 78 matches, including 8 right here in Inglewood.
So the first one is U.S.-Paraguay. Second one involves Iran. I wonder how that's going to go.
The action gets underway later today when Team USA takes on Paraguay at 6 p.m.
I said that wrong. Paraguay.
Tickets to the game are pricey. The cheapest one I found online is going for around $1,100.
for a single ticket.
But don't worry, there are 26 FIFA fan zones across SoCal for you to get in on the action. To find the one closest to you, head to losangelesfwc.com.
That stands for FIFA World Cup. losangelesfwc.com.
Now, as we come back out here again, just such an excitement in the air. Everybody wants to be a part of the World Cup. I was watching yesterday, and I will be watching tonight when the U.S. takes on Paraguay, of course, cheering on the red, white, and blue.
USA! USA! USA!
You! Oh, man, it's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. I have an extra 420 catch of the day for you today.
We're going to
double up on the catches of the day. But first, three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, airlines ran out of beer thanks to Scottish soccer fans drinking every drop on flights to the World Cup. Here's a little bit more on that.
We ran out of beer. That's my only complaint.
Scottish fans are known for three things. Their kilts, their chants, and their libations.
Been drinking since, I got up this morning, 1 o'clock in the morning I got up.
That's when some fans began heading to the airport, bound for the U.S., bound for the World Cup. The pilot telling us when the beer ran out, he switched to wine.
So I'm going to go and have a nice whiskey at my digs, and then I'm going to go and hit the town. I'm going to find Cheers. That's what I want to do. I want to find Cheers.
It's the spot where everyone knows your name. By the end of the weekend, Boston will know the Scots, certainly by their attire.
Won't be able to understand them a bit.
Apparently, the beer ran out after they did the very first drink service.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then they had to switch to wine.
That's a long flight.
The Scottish know how to party. Number two, the brand new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles pizzeria at the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica just had its soft opening, and it looks dope. This guy went and checked it out, and here was his take.
The wait is officially over. The official Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles pizzeria is now open in Santa Monica. As a millennial obsessed with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as a kid, this spot drips with nostalgia. It's packed with exclusive merch, including t-shirts and skate deck. But the real heroes in the half shell, of course, is the pizza. The pies are massive, easily matching the legendary appetite of Michelangelo himself. In addition to the tasty za, there is also a bar where they make signature Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cocktails. This place is oozing with green, and there's just cool Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle stuff everywhere you look. And best of all, in true pizzeria fashion, there's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game. You gotta check this place out. It is awesome, and it's now open. Let's kick shell.
Oh. I will say, though, because I am a millennial, and this looks incredible, and I can't wait to go to this.
But let's kick shell
or za. I can go without both of those.
Yes,
okay,
agreed.
And number three, it's Friday, so we like to highlight new movies that are coming out in theaters this weekend. Disclosure Day. I've been waiting for this one. Steven Spielberg's big alien sci-fi thriller starring Emily Blunt, Josh O'Connor, and Colin Firth. The premise is basically what happens when the government finally confirms we're not alone. Can't wait to see that. The Furious is an action thriller about a father tearing through a criminal underworld after his daughter is kidnapped. And Stop That Train is an absurd camp comedy produced by RuPaul about drag queen train attendants trying to stop a disaster aboard a luxury train speeding toward LA. I love all things RuPaul, so big yes to that one. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
We are slightly early today, but this is the 420 catch of the day. Until the Sun Explodes, Sublime is out today. It's their first entirely original album in 30 years. And this song is from it. It's called Gang Stalkers by Sublime. It's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Until the Sun Explodes is finally out today. Sublime's first entirely original album in 3 years. That's Gang Stalker from Sublime. It's the 420 catch of the day. Let's do another one.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
It is the 25th anniversary of Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. Hard to imagine it's the 25th. Also, maybe the best album title ever. This song is Don't Tell Me It's Over.
They put out a anniversary edition that's out now, and this features Don't Tell Me It's Over, Blink 182. It is the 420, it's our second 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Don't Tell Me It's Over from Blink 182, the take off your pants and jacket, the 25th anniversary edition is out now, and that song is from that. That is our second 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Got one more chance for you to win your tickets to see Sublime at Field of Dreams in San Diego tomorrow.
And also get qualified to see them again in Virginia Beach. And your shot to win is coming up on K-Rock.
It is world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday as we are looking at the World Cup coming up and the giant crowd at SoFi Stadium. I am reminded that there is always that person. There's always that person who everyone in the section is annoyed at.
Oh, yes.
And I've been lucky enough to see a lot of shows, but there was one weenie roast when I came out to the, I finally finished my work and I came out and I sat down and the guy right in front of me finally got back from getting his beer, one of those giant cups of beer.
Uh-huh.
And when the band came on, he jumped and the whole beer went all over me.
Oh, no.
I took a bath in his beer.
Oh, God. That's the worst because then you're just sticky for the whole rest of the night.
Sticky mess for the rest of the night.
No. Oh, my God.
But that happens and people get in fights and there's always that person.
Oh, yeah.
I'm tempted to say that guy because most of the time.
A lot of times it is. However, when I was at Coachella this past year and I was watching Somber, and you know, I'm watching, but I'm also trying to film and get content for K-Rock, right? And these girls were, I think, purposefully dancing and bumping me the entire time. And I finally turned to the girl and I was just like, oh, you're the star of the whole place. Oh my gosh, you're so amazing. And they wouldn't stop. And so I finally turned to her and I was like, you will stop touching me right now. You will stop. And they were just absolutely horrible. And it kind of ruined my Somber experience.
Oh, that's too bad.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's just, I don't want to be touched when I'm trying to rock out, you know, like a couple of bumps is fine. But when you feel like they're purposefully trying to do it to you, you know?
Yeah. The most annoying people in a crowd is our topic today. 800-520-1067. It can be a concert. It can be a sporting event. Whatever place there is a crowd, there's always that guy. 800-520-1067.
And for the best caller text, it's your final chance to win tickets to see Young the Giant and Cold War Kids at the Forum on July 17th.
The most annoying person in the crowd. 800-520-1067.
The most annoying person in the crowd. 909 says, I think I was the most annoying at a concert. I got too drunk, was singing my heart out, recording videos. Two girls in front of me got mad. So I just had to stay calm the rest of the concert. I like that they told on themselves.
We are talking about the most annoying person in the crowd.
951 says, have to start by saying I'm a diehard Dodgers fan, but I can't stand the fans who think it's okay to heckle opposing fans at Dodgers Stadium. One guy actually said, that's the way we do it here. That's BS. You can be passionate, loud, and support your team without being disrespectful to people who came to enjoy a baseball game. Representing your team should mean showing pride, not making the experience miserable for visiting fans.
Love it.
I'm going to say I agree with that. Yep.
800-520-1067. We're taking your phone calls on the most annoying person in the crowd.
And for the best call or text, it's your last chance to win tickets to see Young the Giant and Cold War Kids at the Forum on July 17th.
All right. Who's the most annoying person in the crowd?
Yep. When someone pushes you back into the mosh pit.
When they push you back into the mosh pit?
So you were in the mosh pit and you were trying to get out and they shoved you back in?
Yep.
They were like, you're not done yet, dude.
Yep, it's the worst. It's the worst.
You're like, I'm tired. I'm tapping out.
K-Rock, hello.
Oh, annoying person is my best friend and I were having champagne in front of the Foo Fighters show, and these girls kept bumping into us and knocked it all over.
Are you having champagne now?
What's that?
Are you having champagne right now?
Oh, I wish.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, so I'm 6'4", and it's actually, I feel so bad for people, the people standing behind me. I'm trying to get in the front, you know, get the best view possible. But being 6'4", it's so hard to just, like, rock out and have a good time. And the people behind me are just having the absolute worst time.
Yeah, me. I'm behind you, and I'm having the worst time ever.
See? And I feel so bad, but I'm trying to rock. I'm trying to rock and roll, too, you know? You're going to have to, like, carry your girl on your shoulders to see over me. It's just everybody says that it's all good and fun being tall until you're in a bad situation.
Yep, that is true.
But at least you can get dates, so that's good.
Hey, the view is always on point, though, let me tell you.
K-Rock, hello.
The worst annoying person in the crowd is the one that just lifts their phone up the whole entire time, stands up in front of you, and doesn't let you enjoy the show whatsoever.
You know, and also I've noticed that people that hold their phones up and record their whole thing, they're not even focused on the stage. They're just moving their hand around. Like, there's no way.
Yeah, the ones that are just holding it up and not zooming in and actually trying to get good video.
Trying to get video. They're just recording video endlessly.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with you. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, this is Steve from downtown L.A. Years ago, when I was living in D.C., I was missing SoCal, and Social D came to play at the 930 Club, famous place.
Right.
And this one idiot kept thrusting his drink up in the air with every beat and spilling his drink all over everybody.
Oh.
Really obnoxious. We told him to stop, and he wouldn't stop.
Oh, so he was just, like, rocking out with the drink in his hand, and it's just splashing everywhere?
Literally everywhere.
Did you guys take care of the situation somehow?
Yeah, we sort of, there was a little bit of a mosh pit going on, so everybody sort of bumped him out of the way so he got the hint, but it took a while for him to actually realize what was going on, but he was smashed, so.
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
it was kind of futile.
K-Rock, hello.
Most annoying person is the one that's telling everybody else to sit down at a concert.
Yeah. You want to know what's really funny? Is one time I was at a Queen concert with my mom, and one of our previous coworkers was in front of us.
Yeah.
And stood up, and my mom says to her, "You need to sit down," and she starts going off, and I had to stop my mom was being that person, and I couldn't believe it.
So your mom was the person this guy's calling about?
Yeah.
Wow, that's hard. Yeah. That's harsh.
Boo.
All right, the most annoying person in any crowd. It could be sports, it could be music. There's always that person. Who is it? 800-520-1067. Who is the most annoying person in the crowd?
323 says, the most annoying person is the person who calls all their friends over to the barricade and says, "It's okay, let them through. They're with me." But they already have, like, they've already let 10 people through, and they try to laugh all cute while they say it. They're definitely just, they're talking about chicks that do
this.
Yes,
they are.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
I maybe have been that one before.
Taking your phone calls and texts about the most annoying person in a crowd.
626 said, "I've been peed on twice in crowds."
Twice?
The first time, the super drunk dude just started peeing on the back of my shoes. The guy beside me pushed him back and he fell down, so I felt like it was even. the second one, this guy behind us was obviously rolling and was super hot, so he took off all of his clothes and just started peeing all over the place.
That's the worst.
Oh, my God.
Wow. As we're looking at the World Cup, we're talking about the most annoying person in the crowd.
714 said, people who lay down in the middle of a crowd during a nighttime set. If I step on your face, that's your fault.
Yeah, that's Coachella.
Yeah. You know what? I think that's valid. Yeah.
K-Rock, hello. The most annoying person in a crowd.
The person that's singing to the top of their lungs with every friggin' song and nobody wants to hear them, so shut the French up.
I am with you. Most of the time, the people that sing that loud can't carry a tune either.
Yes.
Exactly. Not even in a bucket, my friend.
That drives me nuts.
They're like yelling it. Oh, my God.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, I think the most annoying person for me is at a ball game when you're sitting next to two people and they don't know the rules. So they're like, "Oh, is that a foul ball? Is that a slider? Is that a strike?"
Yeah.
And they're strangers. They're strangers, so you can't butt in, but it just ruins your experience.
Dude, I got to tell you a really weird experience I had at a Lakers game sitting next to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, I'm sitting next to a superstar, but he doesn't know basketball at all. And, dude, he was turning to me going, "What is a foul? Is that Arnold?" No, it's not Arnold. That's my impression.
Kevin.
Why did he blow the whistle? Nope, that's not it. I can't do it.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't believe it. K-Rock, hello.
The worst person is always the cigarette smoker in the outdoor venues.
Cigarette smoker in outdoor venues.
I don't know why outdoors everybody seems to think it's okay. Oh, it's so, just so much more prevalent than indoors.
I got you. Yeah, so yeah. It bothers you because everybody seems to be taking the liberty to smoke.
To smoke, yeah, there's like vapes and stuff. Those, I mean, those even smell kind of cool sometimes. But the old school cigarettes, no. Yeah. No.
What about weed smell? How are you with the weed smoke?
I'm okay with weed smell. It's kind of expected at concerts.
Yeah.
So,
I prefer it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
I'm sober and I like it, you know?
All right. Who should win the tickets?
I like the guy with the social distortion concert. And
yes.
There was a drink slosher, but him and the rest of the crowd kind of got that guy out of there.
So who is drink slosher?
That's Steve.
Hey, Steve, congratulations.
Hey, thanks so much.
You bet.
Yeah, dude, you're going to go see Young the Giant and Cold War Kids at the Forum on July 17th.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks so much.
Hey.
Thank you. What a treat.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
See Sublime at Petco Park tomorrow. And also get on the standby board and let's see them again in Virginia Beach. Your last shot to win coming up at 6 on K-Rock.